Hey guys, it's about 5:20 in the morning. I just kicked a frog out of the air as I was running, and I'm here to talk to you about why my running buddy has made me better with money. All right, let's go inside.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go. Okay, guys, I'm back inside. I'm done my run. I'm done my run. And I just want to talk about what hit me as I was running. Besides the frog, my running buddy, right? So I've got a running buddy. His name is Sean. Hi, Sean. How's it going? He's not here, but maybe he's listening right now. Ooh. With you. But I had this idea as I was out running. And actually, I wasn't even running with him this morning. He wasn't there. But most of the time he is. Mm-hmm. And I want to just come back here, have this little conversation with Amanda about running buddies and money. Because Amanda's not my running buddy.
No, for very good reason.
I have a number of reasons.
We have three children who, if we weren't running at 5 a.m., would be left unattended other than the dog.
And that's not allowed.
That's not happening.
Though in dog years, he's old enough to probably watch them.
Yeah.
But I don't think the law works in dog years.
I don't think so. We are also different paces.
Yep.
I fall naturally into that 10-minute mile. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
10-minute mile, which is so lame. That's just where my natural body stride is. And you are a lot faster.
It's a little bit faster.
Yeah, just a hair.
And so what happened is, so I've run for a long time. I did cross country in high school. That was a while ago. And have run for fun ever since then. But I kind of fell out of it. Having kids, running a business, all these other things. I
injuries.
Got busy. Ooh, yeah, injuries.
You broke your toe.
I did break my toe. It still hurts sometimes. Anyway, so there's things came up. Life came up. And even though I enjoyed it, even though I wanted to be running, I wasn't really running that much, if at all.
Right.
And then some friends of mine said, hey, we run in the mornings, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You should join us. Oh, what time? 5 in the morning. Oh, 5 in the morning? Well, okay. And I made it maybe once a week, and then I made it twice a week, and then I started making it most of the time because
then you started sometimes going days they didn't meet up.
Going my own. That's right. Or, you know, it's pretty loose. We all have families. And so then it kind of schedule shifted and tamed down. It was just me and Sean running. And then, you know, some days, you know, he stayed up too late or I stay up too late or whatever.
Or the baby woke up 15 times.
Yes, that's...
Our house has a baby. Kind of. She's a toddler.
Yeah.
His house has a baby.
Which is a baby.
Other guys' houses have babies.
Yeah.
They're so, all a baby. You know, always a baby.
Some days you make it, some days you don't. But this idea that I know that come 5:05 in the morning in the church parking lot, Sean is going to be there or will probably be there waiting for me to go on a run. And that makes me get up in the morning, put on my shoes, and go for a run.
If he wasn't there. On those days when it feels a little crisp and cool, or you'd stayed up late.
When the bed feels nice and cozy.
Right.
Going running.
No.
That's what happened for all those years before this.
Right.
Maybe not.
Stayed up late.
Yeah. And so knowing he's going to be there, knowing I've got somebody else there to run with me, to push me on, I probably run faster when he's there than when I'm alone. But I know, hey, I'm going to get up. I'm going to do this because I know Sean is going to get up and he's going to do this too. And then even on those days when he's not there, you know, the kid wakes up or he has a sore throat or whatever. He doesn't know what it is. Doesn't want to, you know, push himself outside in the cold, whatever it is. Like this morning, that was the case. I was running alone. We were planning to meet up. I got up. I was ready. He wasn't there. You know what I did? I didn't get back in bed when I saw the text message saying he wouldn't be there. I put on my shoes and I went because I was already moving. I had that momentum because of the running buddy. Mm-hmm. Even though he wasn't there that day, just knowing that he, you know, it's gotten me into the habit of getting out there and going for it.
It's that habit loop. Mm-hmm. That I think is now taken over for you.
I love waking and up
then
and going for a run.
You, when you have habits that are now ingrained, your identity begins to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And now you view yourself again as, I am a runner.
Yeah.
And so you don't need the threat, if you will, of like a buddy being left high and dry in a parking lot to motivate mm-hmm. you, because you know you're a runner. And so whether you get the text saying, I can't make it today, or he's there, you and your bones now are a runner. And that's the big hurdle that all of us face whenever we're trying to learn a new skill or a habit or re-dust off an old one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it feels really good to get over that hard part.
It feels great.
Yeah, I'm jealous because I view myself as a runner, although it's been quite a
longer. Some dust on those sneakers.
Mega dust on the sneakers. My last run, I want to say, was 6 months ago. I went around the block with our five-year-old. It was kind of ugly. It was not the greatest run for either of us. But we made it.
Mm-hmm. So this talk about having a buddy, having some accountability, that's what it is. I had accountability. I've always wanted to go running in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had accountability that I'm going to do this thing. I've got somebody else there to help me do this thing, mm-hmm. to keep me motivated as I'm going and running. And that is it. That's what translates here. This is what got me thinking when I was on my run about money.
Right.
So when you're out there and you're trying to get your money situation under control or improve it or whatever it is, you're starting to budget for the first time. You're trying to actually look into, how do I manage my finances? Well, you know what could really help?
A buddy.
A money buddy.
A money buddy.
Ooh, muddy buddies.
Money buddy.
Money buddies.
Not muddy buddy. Buddy.
Ooh, but those are good too.
Those are tasty. Money buddy.
Money bunny.
Money bunny.
Money bunny.
Sorry, guys. This is our brains.
Money buddies. And so, because just like Sean, when it comes to running for me, they're going to be there. You know, hey, it's the first of the month. I better have my budget ready because my money buddy mm-hmm. has their budget ready. And we're going to check in about that.
Or if you're a member of our Wallet Win Academy, you know you've got lots of money buddies
mm-hmm.
that are going to be checking in on that budgeting accountability thread.
Yep.
And if you have to click the box saying, what budget?
That's not going to be good.
You're not going to want to click that box.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go get your hiney on over to YNAB software and you're going to create a budget on the spot so you can say, I got my budget done.
Yeah, you don't have to say you did it 10 seconds ago. You just got to say you did it.
So whether it's running or it's a money buddy, having accountability is so helpful when mm-hmm. you're trying to build in new habits in your life. So if you are someone who wants to start winning with your money, whether it's getting out of debt, getting emergency savings established, making sure you know in your bones your money's going to have your back over the long haul and you're going to be able to retire and give the way you want to, a financial accountability partner could mean dividends for you.
Mm-hmm.
Literal dividends over your lifetime. And that is what we do best in Wallet Win Academy.
Yeah, it's this accountability system. You can find a buddy if you want. You can just let what we're doing in there kind of, you know, you kind of get into the current and let it and ride it. And what, Amanda, what you said earlier about that transformation from, Sean's going to be there, I better show up, to, hey, I run in the morning. And, you know, Sean runs in the morning, we're going to run together. That transformation from like, oh, well, like I have this thing I got to check in with. I got to say if I budgeted, I got to do this. You make, over time, you make that transition into,
I'm a budgeter, baby.
I'm a budgeter. I handle my money. I save. I invest.
I blitz debt.
I give. Mm-hmm. I do these things, and I do them with my money buddies.
Yep.
Having those money buddies.
It's really hard to keep a straight face when we say that.
It helps you get started. Mm-hmm. And then as you get started, you start that transformation into creating those habits, having that transformation, and really seeing the results in your life because of it.
So it's helping you get started, and then it helps you sustain that momentum for that long-term transformation you so desire.
Mm-hmm.
So head on over to WalletWin.com and get on the wait list for WalletWin Academy.
Mm-hmm.
When we open doors next, you will be the first to know.
That's right.
Your money buddies are waiting on the other side.
Yep, we can't wait to be your money buddy. Eat some muddy buddies. Bunnies?
Money bunny.
Money bunny bunny buddy.
People are going to just X away from this episode and never come back.
Mute, unsubscribe. Don't do that. Head on over to walletwin.com/academy. Check it out and get on that wait list.
Get on that wait list.
Yeah, because, hey, it can be hard to find a money buddy. We got hundreds of them waiting for you.
We got your back and we're waiting for you. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.